The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Second day of the week.
Is that staticky?
Better than the first.
Is that gone now?
Yeah, the microphone.
Are we good?
Yeah. Had some technical difficulties when you were out there, Craig.
Yeah.
And all we had to say was, nah, there's nothing wrong with it. It's all right. And that fixed everything.
Oh, good.
No, it was. Oh. Shouldn't have grabbed that. I heard some noise.
Don't touch
again.
That.
Yeah.
Matter with you?
Because that's usually my microphone. I had to lend Tyler my microphone.
Yeah, I know, and I didn't want it, by the way, either.
It didn't want you.
I know. I want the other one.
I like that one.
So if I suck today, it's because I'm not using the mic I usually use.
Mm. Same here.
Craig, what's your excuse today?
I'm hanging out with two people that are sucking.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Generally, that's a good thing. Yeah.
By the way, that's your excuse every day.
No, it's not always two.
No, it's just,
okay, yeah.
No.
You're right.
And don't pickle Nick that way.
But generally.
And Puss, for that matter.
There's one.
Yeah.
There's at least one.
Yeah. So what's new, Craig?
Yeah. No, would you believe nothing?
I know.
That's actually not quite, you know.
Is Kim Jong-un dead?
Okay, here's the
He's
thing.
He's missing, right?
CNN says, people are saying.
Yeah.
And South
He's
Korea
Trump's
says.
Trump's best friend. He's Trump's best friend. Give Trump
South
a call.
South Korea says, no, we're not hearing that.
Of course they do.
No, South Korea.
No, South.
Oh, sorry.
South Korea. Yeah.
Korea. Yeah.
They would. They'd be dancing in the streets in South Korea.
Yeah, South Korea says, no, we're not seeing that. That's not the same
thing. He waved to us the other day because you can just wait. You can be there and just wave.
Right.
Across the DMZ there.
So, it's tough to say.
I just heard we lost, speaking of Korea, 2 days ago we passed the people who died from coronavirus more than died in the Korean War.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
U.S. soldiers, excuse me.
Yeah.
In the Korean War.
Well, I don't believe those numbers.
Well, that's because they're real. Yeah. Can you imagine going through life not believing anything?
My friend fell out the Grand Canyon. Yeah. They listed his death as COVID-19.
Fell out of the Grand Canyon.
Yep.
Not into it.
Yep.
He fell out.
Fell
oh, that's really tough to do, to fall out of it. They listed as COVID-19. I can believe that. I got a sister who's got a friend who's got a cousin that said that.
A lot of them do.
Yep. Right. Buddy mine got shot up in a squirrel hunting accident, listed his death as COVID-19.
Squirrel hunting. Son, bitch.
Today marks 3 months since the very first confirmed case of the COVID-19 in the United States.
It's going to go away.
Now, that's the first confirmed case.
It's going to go away. It's going to be like a miracle. It's going to go away one day.
The end of January.
I like to quote our fearless leader.
But we've got it under control.
Right.
And it'll dry up and go away.
We're flying to Atlanta
sometime
Craig,
soon.
Get a massage on Friday, probably. You want to get in with us?
Haircut.
Yeah.
And a haircut.
We need a haircut.
God knows we need haircuts.
I need
probably
a pedicure. Yeah. Probably a mani-pedi.
That makes sense.
A waxing. Probably need a waxing.
I'll guarantee I need a waxing.
That's part of my Fourth Amendment rights. Yeah.
Fourth Amendment
right to a bikini wax.
I just read. We mentioned that before. The Atlanta is not going to. They can, but
I don't think they have a choice.
No, they do. They can say no. You don't have to open a business if you don't want to, Todd. It's legal.
Well, according to
Atlanta's not going to.
Atlanta Journal-Constitution, there is a panel.
Oh, no, but you can keep a place closed if you have your own business. I mean, that's what I'm
reopening the city. Oh, yeah, business owners. That's their choice.
Right.
In England, it is being speculated that pubs and restaurants will be among the last to see lockdown restrictions lifted and may not be running as normal until Christmas.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm kind of prepared for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am too. I'm just... we live in a red state, though. That dumbass could do anything. We don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Trump says jump. He says how high. So
well,
you
know,
serious. He could do anything.
I'm still going to do by my own rules.
Oh, me too. Me too. Because they said Georgia in general and proper, the restaurants and bars, as long as they practice social distancing, how are they going to do that? And by the way, you can't do social distancing when somebody's giving you a massage either. They're touching you.
In all
and gyms, God, don't give me the petri dish of gyms. Screw that.
Oh, with restaurants, I think they're probably just talking about going, you know, cutting the capacity in half or less.
True, but you know, once again, there's still going to be bars people stand next to each other because they won't care. You know, the bar owner won't care.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Retail and recreation visits are down 45% from their normal rates. Of course, this is different from state to state. As to the number of people that are sticking around the house.
Yeah.
Wallet Hub compared 50 states across six key metrics to find out the states that are staying closest to home and slowing down. The states that are slowing down the most during this pandemic, Hawaii, is at number one. They have slowed down the most. New York at 2, New Jersey, Vermont, Nevada, Florida, California, Montana at 8, at number 50.
Wyoming.
No. Us.
Nebraska.
Really? Doesn't surprise me.
At number 49.
How many got an idiot in charge?
How about Kansas?
Yes.
Yeah. How about Iowa? Where are they at?
I've just looked at, oh good, Arkansas is at 48. Yeah. Iowa's at 46.
How about South Dakota? They're stupid, too.
Well,
they are.
That's hardly a...
Or also.
Because I saw something a couple of weeks ago.
That's 24 and 25 for the Dakotas.
Okay. That's because there's nobody there.
Well no, they tend to... the other places?
Per capita, right. Exactly right. Now,
Where the people aren't is where they kind of move around a little bit more. Because
right.
What I had read a couple of weeks ago is I think they rated Wyoming as the ones who moved around the most.
I've got them at 39.
You can go like 100 miles and not see anybody.
Right.
True, yeah, that helps.
Yeah, that just covers your ranch.
Right. we watched Yellowstone. We know exactly what we're talking
Alabama
about.
At 45.
Alabama.
Ohio at 44.
Alabama. Oh, I took it out. Damn it. No, I didn't. Here it is.
Alabama's going down!
I think they're going to be among the next wave to open up. I've heard talks of
the dumbass red states.
And North
Carolina. By the way, I can say that because I live in the dumbass red state.
North Carolina.
With a lot of cool people.
There was all southern states.
Right. Yeah. And Nebraska.
That are thinking about opening.
No, in Rick's defense, which I don't ever do, he hasn't done it yet. But Trump gives him a call. I need one northern state to pull the plug here.
But if you need
He'll
some Levi's.
How high? Orange guy.
That'll be open soon.
Right.
Don't you need
that's right.
Yeah, he needs some new pants, don't you, Craig?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
That's right. He's got he basically has a rope.
You need
holding up his pants now. He's Jethro.
You need skinny jeans.
I told him some skinny jeans.
I'm not necessarily skinny jeans. I need jeans that aren't as fat.
Skinnier jeans.
So not average size jeans.
Not so baggy.
Right.
I think you need skinny jeans.
Ones that
right
fit
now.
Me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you might just adopt a suspenders look. Maybe you're a suspenders guy from now on. You know? I think you could work with that.
And just the whole belt. It'd be like a barrel guy then.
Yeah.
From Denver.
And just take turns throwing things into my pants.
Yes.
Like we don't
I'm
already
first.
Do that.
I like the idea of a rope. Just a good old-fashioned rope.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even then, a belt can go as tight as a rope. I'm not talking about masturbating here. I'm talking about using your
pants.
Its
actual purpose.
Right.
I'm not doing Michael Hutchins here.
The rope is a good look.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Is it?
Nah, suspenders, man. Be suspenders.
You
guy.
Should be suspender yeah. guy.
Speaking of that, who's the guy from Green Acres that died? The old 70s sitcom.
The guy from Green Acres died? I missed
yeah.
that. Also, I saw another death, too. The tight end for the Colts.
Nobody had him.
Oh, what was his name? Help me out. Mike Curtis.
Oh, no, that wasn't the name.
The guy from Green Acres, Tom Lester, best known as the smart aleck farmhand, Eb Dawson.
Oh, Eb. Eb died. Yep. Eb died. I used to watch. My grandparents used to tell me about Green Acres.
Complications from Parkinson's.
Eb died, huh?
How old was Eb?
81.
Okay.
Was Eb still getting work?
I haven't seen Eb since Green Acres.
No.
He might have appeared on a love boat or something like that.
Oh, geez.
He wasn't exactly a rangy actor.
A lot of times when you have the compensation complications from Parkinson's, you're not working.
His last credit on his filmography was 2014, something called Campin' Buddies.
Never saw. I don't even know what Eb looked like after Green Acres. So I never even saw him age.
Yeah, the picture I saw was from back in the Green Acres days.
Anybody have him, Craig?
What's his name?
Eb.
No. Tom Lester.
See, I wouldn't have known that.
H-I-J-K-L.
He was a goofy farmhand.
Yes. Lewis, Levy, Lesh. Tom Lester.
Anybody have him?
One player had Tom Lester.
Solo head.
Who was it?
I am not Kevin.
No, you're not.
Nor is this guy.
Good research. I am not Kevin.
Yeah, Mike Curtis. Famous tight end. Super Bowl play. I remember the Super Bowl play from watching it with my grandparents.
What year was that?
They played for the Colts. Yeah. He's dead. He died at just yesterday.
You see they were replaying a Colts Patriots game last night? Madden on the call?
I did. I saw a little bit of that, yeah.
I hung around with it just for a little while just to hear Madden.
I saw Madden on it. Yeah, that was it was like September of 2005.
Yeah.
That game, yeah.
Yeah.
Who ends up winning that? Because the Colts are way up. Okay, they're way up. It was 28-7 when I turned it off.
I think they said it was.
But it was cool to hear Madden. It was almost like listening to Caliendo. They go, why is Caliendo calling this game?
It was like Manning's first win at Foxborough ever.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Okay, got it. All right.
Yeah, when Fox replayed that Atlanta-Denver Super Bowl, it was Summerall and Madden on a call on Sunday.
Yeah, Mike Curtis is fan. He lays out a drunken fan on one of the plays. I remember that the fan got on the course. But he was 77, great tight end for the Colts back in the day.
Oh,
when they were in Baltimore.
Got to play Smear the Queer.
Basically.
Where some drunk who got loose on the field.
Yeah, there's a famous video of that. Yeah.
I haven't heard that since junior high.
Smear the Queer. Yeah. Anybody have him, Craig? Mike Curtis.
No.
Okay.
Can't wait till they reopen the parks and we can go play Smear the Queer again.
Speaking of parks and football, Brady got cited for working out in a closed park in Tampa.
I don't know if he got cited.
Yeah, he just got shooed.
It says was cited.
Okay.
That means
you know what that means?
They saw him.
No. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a misspelling of the word cited.
But they wouldn't type it was cited for working out. That would make sense. But that wouldn't be if it even spelled right, that'd be wrong.
They took what the mayor said and wrote it incorrectly.
So they would have said Brady was cited.
Yeah.
Not with a C.
How about seen?
With an S.
Yeah, she said cited, and it was reported. She said cited with an S. It was reported with a C.
Yeah, you can't give the guy, the savior of your city, a ticket because he's there to save the Buccaneers. Right.
So they seen him.
I seen him.
They didn't cite him.
I seen him.
Yeah, that is it.
So that's obviously funny. The practice facilities.
They're not open.
None
of the NFL practice facilities are open.
No. The whole league has said nobody can go to the practice facilities just to maintain a level playing field.
That's what I think.
Even the Falcons can't.
Probably nothing about social distancing of the virus. It's just the rules.
Yeah, well, it's just like if one team can't be at their practice facility, then...
Well, it is because social distancing. They would be open now if it wasn't for the virus.
Abide.
Right. Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door.
Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If there was a COVID-19 vaccine approved by the CDCNP and available to the public, would you personally want to receive it?
Yes, today.
Or not?
You should not have a choice.
Yeah,
we're all sitting at home because of anti-vaxxers. Well, we're not. We would be in the future. Again.
I'll plump up a vein for you.
Yeah. I will too, by the way. Where's that rope of yours, Craig?
Stick me now.
Wrap it around my nuts. There's a vein for you.
50% of us, half of us,
would
said,
not?
Yes, I definitely get that vaccine.
If it was proven to work, I get the flu vaccine every year.
Do we have some undecideds? Or was it 50% yes, 50% no?
27% said, maybe. I'd give it a thought.
5-year-old girl died, by the way, yesterday in Detroit.
12% say definitely not.
Well, they should just...
would not get the vaccine no matter what. Everybody else is a...
It's against my constitutional...
Yeah. They should just give those people a lethal dose of something.
I think so, too. No, really. This is an anti-vaccine vaccine. Yeah. Take this one.
Yeah.
And then they just... It kills them.
And you won't have to take any more vaccines ever.
Ever again.
So we've got that to deal with.
I think what's going to happen way before that, like I mentioned the Dr. Ed, I think a treatment... is much sooner than a vaccine. They've even talked about the vaccine being a year. Treatment means if they find something that doesn't make as many people die when they get it.
But only if it's a company that my buddy's got stock in.
Oh, that's right. That's true. Oh, that's true.
That's so the one leader, I would recommend is one that I can make money off of.
Oh, that's probably the better one.
It is. And it's always the right answer.
The coronavirus clusters.
Get it right.
Not to be confused with the great tennis player.
Yeah, no.
Are being reported at 3 meat processing plants in Kansas.
Come on, be careful.
Couple of them near Dodge City, one near one in Lyon County, southwest of Topeka. They are confirmed as cluster zones.
Well, they're working on top of each other.
Yeah, they're right on top of each
other. I saw the Iowa governor say these are necessary jobs. I'm thinking, well, I thought they were all illegals.
Same with those Smithfield pork plants.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how many cases they had at the one in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
They might have to be going back to work there in a couple of days.
But they also had cases in one of their plants in Missouri. One someplace else, too.
So you pork fans out there.
Yeah, at least 3 of them.
Yep.
Rippling through the pig industry. Although I got reports of some pretty cheap bacon. Must be with just this wave.
There's no proof of anything that it can be transferred to food, so you're safe. But, you know, what? Just that being out there. Hell, Corona beer went down right away.
I know.
So what? People are going to not buy bacon because they're going to think somebody touched
it. No.
Right.
People are still going to buy bacon.
No, but they're going to not as much because that's why it's cheaper.
You think so?
Because they hear, I would think so. When you see the story, pork plant, I'm thinking, okay, I'll just avoid pork for a while. Even though you don't have to, you're going to think that.
That's tough to say.
Yeah.
Pork plant.
Yeah. And some people might be classifying bacon as not a staple right now.
Right.
You know, if they've lost their gig and they got to watch their grocery money, maybe bacon doesn't make the cut.
Yeah, it's not one of your 4 major food groups, right? Yeah. You're right. It is kind of a side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a necessity for life.
No.
But despite what you say, Tom.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. That's your opinion. Yeah.
I know.
It's either bacon or Lipitor. Which one are you paying for?
Bacon.
Well, then Lipitor is going to
bacon
go back up then, too, by the way.
Yeah, but we'll let the insurance companies deal with that.
That's a good point, because they're so good.
They should make bacon-flavored Lipitor.
You just lick the pills. That Lipitor's good. Did you eat all the Lipitor? Yes. You're only supposed to have one a day. It tastes like bacon.
Oh, yeah.
That would be dangerous, right? Yeah.
It is.
You're all ODing on Lipitor that tastes like bacon.
For sure. So one of the sectors of the economy, specifically of the Iowa agricultural economy, that's not going to get any federal aid from the USDA when this is over, apparently, up to this point, the ethanol industry. They're not going to get help so far.
They should, like, who are they going to blame that on?
Well, why not?
Because they're good. Farmers. They're farmers.
Why are they excluded?
I don't know. Not expected to receive.
Lefty commie pinko thing that ethanol is.
Iowa agriculture economy, one sector.
Is that to help out the oil industry?
Probably.
Because I don't understand financing at all, but I saw yesterday where oil was in the negative.
Apparently you have to pay people to take the oil off your hands.
Yeah.
It's way above our pay grade when it comes to financial stuff. I did see a guy saying it was not good news for the world for like 2 years. So it's just, I'm thinking, okay,
I tried to
you're
have,
a doom and gloom guy. I can't watch you. That guy was named Dan Dicker, by the way. And I tweeted out that name yesterday because I saw it on ESPN. Dan Dicker was a huge guy in the oil industry. Old Dan Dicker, spelled the accepted way.
I tried to have
like you spelled Dicker.
Neil Cavuto explained it to me, and it was just over my head.
Yeah,
the dumb guy thing that I was able to understand was that these futures contracts are coming due today.
Okay,
they're back and up a buck now. It looks like
that's why the rush.
Not just that. They have to put this oil somewhere. So today's the day when the oil gets delivered to your house.
Right. Okay.
So if you have money in future oil futures, today's the day that it's getting sent to your house, for instance, or your warehouse or whatever.
Or your refinery.
All right.
Whatever. Wherever it's going.
Okay. They're full. They got no place to put it.
No.
They've got no place to put it because they've got so much of it.
Excessive supply.
And, so they have to get rid of some. And so the stuff that they have to put somewhere, they don't have a place to put. They literally do not have a physical place to put it. And so they got to get rid of some. Normally, it's fine to get rid of some. It's not a thing.
Yeah, everybody's using it.
It's not a thing because everybody's using it. And it's still selling for whatever price it's selling at. But this time, there's no place to put it. And so they're giving people money to take it off their hands.
Not just lighting it on fire?
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Just light up a refinery.
No, apparently it's back up a buck now.
Yeah. It's over a dollar.
Whatever. I still don't know what that means. We can talk about this all we want, and we don't understand it, except for that part.
No, Craig did it pretty good.
Yeah, but it really doesn't mean anything. In practical, we don't have no idea what that means for the world.
Well, it means we're full.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
I know.
The United States is currently full
of that particular kind of oil.
Yeah.
It's U.S. oil.
What's Dan Dicker have to say? Get Dan Dicker on the air. Get Dicker. Ed Begley Jr., speaking of oil, it's Earth Day tomorrow, right?
Yes, it is.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, they'll be following the program later on. The Earth is healing itself right now because we're not pumping crap into it.
We're out of it. We'll get back to that soon enough.
We're on the couch, but we're not pumping crap.
I can't wait till we're back to killing the Earth.
Damn right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.